Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, Paul. Where you been?
Where haven't I been? Actually, probably easier to list the places I have been, which is basically just New York.
No. But I mean, like, you just ghosted me last week.
I didn't ghost you.
You did.
I was in New York.
No, you weren't. You were in New Zealand. You didn't show up to the podcast. JT was here. JT, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm always here.
Well, did you see me?
All we want is just a basic level of competency. Show up to your Uncle Guy's house once a week.
I was in New York.
No, you were not. I know for a fact that you were not. Don't lie to me. It's time for Advanced Analytics.
Hey, this is Guy. I know I was talking about basic competency before, but somehow I don't have the competency to put a sting into a podcast, and the podcast is already 2 days late. I'm so sorry about this. What can I say? I hate computers. I will say this is a really good episode, so don't give up on it, but the stings will be sung by me on the computer microphone. Enjoy the show.
The Super Bowl was yesterday. Did anyone enjoy that?
Sure did.
Did you actually?
Yeah. No, I did. I'm a total, as you know, I think I announced last week, I'm a total footy head now.
Yeah. It's not called footy, is
it? Not?
Does anyone call it footy?
American football.
Paul, you
National Football League.
I usually enjoy watching it.
JT's trying to prove that he knows it by just listing what the acronym for NFL stands for.
I watched the halftime show and I watched the last 4 minutes.
Was the halftime show living up to expectations?
Honestly, I would have preferred. I don't like when they like try and do multiple people. Like, yeah. It's like just give it to Shakira or give it to J Lo.
No, don't give it to Shakira. How did she even get on the bill? Even she must be
Shakira's
a big name.
Shakira greater than J Lo.
Yep. No,
confirmed.
Okay. J Lo was in a movie this year and is relatively relevant. She's like famous.
I don't like
Shakira.
Her.
Hasn't been seen for like 10 years. She's the kind of
She's been in the news. Tax fraud.
She's
a 12 million.
Okay, it's with Paul at the moment.
She's the kind of person you would see like in West Auckland doing like a 90s throwback gig, and she gets booed for bad sound quality, like brandy.
Not true.
Huge counterpoint though. She has done a duet with Wycliffe John. Can you say the same for J-Lo?
Probably. Who hasn't done a duet with Wycliffe John? How long ago was
I was shocked he didn't come out. I was also shocked when J-Lo did...
He didn't come out because it's not 1995.
No. I'm surprised that in Miami, with J-Lo doing the song, "Dance the Night Away, Live Your Life and Get Out on the Floor," featuring Pitbull... Miami local, Miami mayor, probably. you got to bring out Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull. Give the people what they want.
Couldn't afford him.
They could afford Pitbull, surely.
Did you see Andy Reid, winning Super Bowl coach, gave a statement afterwards that he was going to go home and listen to Pitbull all night?
Actually?
Well, I don't know if it's true, but I saw it.
No. It was on the internet.
It was a meme that Pitbull shared on Instagram.
Quick Super Bowl performance tidbit. You know the infamous Janet Jackson nipple exposure?
Well.
Yeah.
So apparently, you know the guy from that's like head of ABC that got done for...
You got to remember your credibility is falling tying Jeffrey Epstein to the
It's very similar.
Patriots.
It's going a similar angle.
And then just then you just say crazy stuff.
Now this is true. Don't know if it's true. So who's the guy that ran like ABC that's got done for sexual harassment? They made him
CBS
maybe.
Name. Yeah.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So anyway, so apparently after that fiasco, which was definitely planned, Timberlake rang this guy and was like, I'm so sorry, beg for forgiveness, and then was put back on the good boy list. Janet Jackson made no apology, and this guy went out of his way to blackball Janet Jackson from the whole industry. There was nothing, like, wouldn't publish her book, got her taken off a whole lot of movies, and people think that was like a career stunt for Janet Jackson to get press.
Yeah.
But her sales had actually been among the peak of her career when she did that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, let's just rewind about 12 steps. Janet Jackson is someone who was big in like the 90s.
Mm. And like, but when did she stop being big?
She was still big. That's the question.
When did she stop being big? She was like Shakira getting booked for the Super Bowl halftime show. Like, it's like, where's this person come from? She's bizarre.
That's what I thought.
Her career wasn't going anywhere. No,
no, Shakira. We expect Shakira to keep.
She'd just been a Nutty Professor, one of the biggest hits of the summer. Yeah. Lead a Nutty Professor too.
Yeah, and then what? They're not going to make a Nutty Professor 5.
They would have.
No. They would have if it wasn't the CBS shut it down.
Yeah, oh. CBS, that's it.
It was going to be Marvel before Marvel.
That's right. It was a whole
the Nutty
universe.
Professor universe.
I went to see Janet Jackson at one of those 90s throwbacks gigs, and it was like she's like 72 years old, and like, you know, hasn't had a hit since 1998. I don't know.
Yeah, no, she hasn't had a hit since her breasts got revealed
exactly
on national TV, okay. More than national, some would say international
anyway,
TV.
I regret asking you guys many questions. Let's start with the week in review.
Shit, here comes another sting. Week in review.
I'm going to come out right at the top and say I'm really out of the loop with anything that's really going on, NBA related and otherwise.
Why? Because you've been in New York and they don't have the
internet. I've been in New York. No, I was also traveling.
They don't have phones to text your brother back.
I was coming home. Had a stop off in Hawaii. Famously, no internet there either. Yeah.
How's Hawaii?
Yeah, really good. I love Hawaii.
Cool.
That's the end of that.
I don't understand the Zion hype. He's a good rookie who can jump high and looks like he could have an okay career, but people are giving him the hype of, say, a Doncic or a LeBron James. For me, he doesn't seem like much more than he's going to be like, his ceiling is going to be like the next Blake Griffin at Mac, which is pretty good. MVP running a few years, but isn't really like the chosen one that we hope he could be. He could be a next great dunker, but I don't
know. Here's what I'll say. Going into that draft.
Wait, you just before said.
Here's what I say. I didn't watch for a week.
NBA and didn't have access to the internet.
Yeah, no, but this, I don't need to know what happened in the last fortnight to speak on this. When I made my number based convoluted ranking system for the draft prospects,
yeah.
Him and Ja Morant came out on top with a score of 117 each.
Great.
Oh, but with that said.
Glad to hear he's got 117 of your imaginary
yes.
points.
Yes. And with that said, third place was Bol Bol. but. He hasn't played yet. He could be great.
He could be great.
Okay, but anyway, moving on.
Are you trying to guess like JT here?
No.
JT has specifically said in pre-chat that he's completely focused on Zion. He's going to destroy me with facts and has done hours of information.
I will be honest, haven't read the pre-chat. But I will say this.
What are you trying to move on to?
No, I just want to say this. I'm trying to give both sides of the picture.
Yeah. But you can't. You haven't given the picture.
The picture.
You haven't seen the picture.
Well, the picture's he got 117 points.
Oh, right. Sorry, okay. Different picture. Yeah.
So he was number one on my pre-draft ranking. But I will say this. If Zion's numbers were exactly the same, but his name was Matt Smith, and instead of incredible dunks, he just did really solid layups, I don't think there'd be nearly the hype.
So you're saying the dunking is adding to it?
The dunking and the name.
Funny you say that.
Oh, just the fact that his name is Zion.
Yeah. If his name's Matt Smith and he does layups instead of dunks,
yeah,
I don't think there would be nearly the hype.
It's interesting when a name like tanks you, like Quincy Poindexter, never had a chance.
I think he's got a
no,
good...
I think that's a good name.
Yeah, I think he's going to...
No one's going to be like, got to get that Quincy jersey.
Oh.
He's going to, like, cure cancer
okay,
or something,
well,
I think.
Shut up, you're an idiot.
So just one counterpoint on that.
Why are you counterpointing
no,
his point?
That's a good counterpoint. My player on 2K is...
113 points.
My player on 2K is called BB Babcock, and he's the exact same dimensions as Zion, but has no dunking ability, and is doing nothing but layups, and he just got the Gatorade endorsement, so...
Okay, right. I stand corrected.
But here's some stats... I'm coming with you nothing but facts, no conjecture from me.
Okay.
What Zion represents is not just ability now, but a shift in the game. Like Curry's value when he was drafted.
Yeah.
So he's maybe a 45% three-point shooter, right? But people at max project him to take seven threes a game.
Yeah.
But now you're taking 12 shots or 13 threes a game, shooting 45% on that volume is like a whole different paradigm, right?
Yeah.
So what... I guess you'll have to look at... I heard a stat during the last game versus the Rockets. where they said he's converting 80% of his shots at the rim are either he's scoring it or he's getting the offensive board. Mm. So then I looked up his at-the-rim finishing, right? Now, listen to this. For 100 minutes played, per 100 possessions, he's shooting 18 field goals at a 70% conversion, right? Shaq, in his peak, was taking 12 at 80%. So he's taking... So it's like as big a shift for Curry coming into the draft versus 2016 is what Zion is doing at the rim.
So you reckon it's going to be like a switch back to post play? Is that what you're saying?
No, specifically at the rim. No post moves. It's like what Giannis is doing, except Giannis...
dribbling in and dunking it or just dunks lobs or...
And lobs. So it's all athletics-based, but there is no player that like him. Like LeBron at his peak was taking... I looked up LeBron... LeBron at his peak was taking like 10 attempts a game at the rim.
Yeah.
So that's almost double.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
So that's his value. But it's all athletic space.
That's my fear. One injury, I'm like,
yeah,
he's done.
Yeah.
Secondly, is like, is he terrible? Like, he's shooting 53% on free throws.
But he's going to be better.
Yeah, okay. Because it's like, when do people just fouling every time?
But again, look at Giannis, and Giannis is the example.
You can, that's true.
Compare him to Giannis and no one else, and you think like he represents a whole different way of playing basketball.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. I'm just like, he can't play D. He can't shoot, except for that first game, from outside.
I like that he stopped, though. It's like, if you get your average height at cricket, and then just like, I'm never playing again.
Yeah, good on him. And I just feel like teams are going to figure him out pretty quick. And I could be wrong.
But I guess the thing you can't figure out is 6'7" and like a 48-inch vertical and just dominating you.
That's a good point. That's a good point indeed.
And if this ties into small ultra-small ball, he's going to feast.
I'll also say this. People always talk feast about... I've just thought of this now, but the people always talk about like sometimes with shot blockers is like... Yeah, they might like he might only have got one block, like Rudy Gobert or whatever. But the fear that he instills in the opposition is like not measurable.
So you're getting
fear of getting dunked on could be a thing.
So they're going to run out of the paint when they see him.
NBA players, it's kind of annoying because it's like, you know, if I was a coach, I'd be like, if you're getting dunked on, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
What I don't want is you stepping out of the way.
Do you reckon a lot of NBA players step out of the way to avoid getting dunked on?
Definitely. Often, yeah.
So your dream team would be like that Chris Boucher from Toronto, Aaron Baines, just like...
Sean Bradley, bring him back to be the center.
Sean Bradley wanted to get out of the way. He was just so slow that he could not. The trade deadline's coming up. Do you guys care about that? That's kind of been kind of a little bit underwhelming so far, right?
Yeah, something's going to happen, surely.
Something's cooking. Capella's getting moved.
That's sad, right? Like, if the Rockets are trading away like one of their valuable assets just to get under the salary cap, or is it a genuine move?
I think it's a genuine move, but I think they're positioning themselves to do something else. They need to get an asset off Capella that might be a draft pick to then move for another wing.
You're joking.
100%. No, honestly, I believe
you. You want the Rockets, a team that only has wings, is going to wind up with another wing.
Yeah, I think that... Because he's like literally like the only center, right?
Yeah,
I believe so, they're all in.
What is your think that they
They've only got two plans. Hey, one is Harden ISO, and the other is Harden Capella pick and roll. And if you trade away Capella, then you only have Harden ISO.
No, they'll have Harden ISO or Westbrook ISO.
And then four wings around
and then
them.
Four wings. But I mean, their dream would be someone who can still kind of defend the center spot but shoot threes, surely, don't you think?
Paul, you know exactly what Dan and Tony's done. He's looked at me and your fantasy team, and he's just thinking Trevor Ariza, Robert Covington, Marcus Smart.
Yeah,
just chuck those three with Harden.
Big time.
I honestly believe they're all in, that they're going to go sub 6'7", and they're all in.
There'll probably be a trade during this podcast, hopefully, but there's a few teams where you're like, oh, I can't.
I think,
surely the Lakers and Clippers.
I think they are doing it, and I think it's what my team needs to do, my fantasy team. I can't talk about too much because I think there could be people from the league listening, but I think I need to. I tried a very bold technique that isn't quite working at the moment, but it's because I'm not quite 100% in.
Look, you can't tell us a story unless you're going to tell us a story.
This is the story. You got to go 100% in sometimes. Because if you're a little bit
out...
You're
100% into this conversation. By saying...
This is not one of those times.
Of what you're saying. Give us a hint. What are you going
to Okay, my team is nearly entirely point guards.
Oh, yeah.
Previously, I had a rule basically in previous years where I had no point guards because but as a result I was incredible at turnovers.
Yeah, you don't want
I'd always punt assists. But the thing is like I've realized like turnovers is pretty easy. Like, I'm going to win turnovers regardless usually. But
whoa,
when you say win
with your team, well, I'm so confused. You got a team of all point guards.
Yes.
You're going to win turnovers, you mean lose them.
No, I'm still good at turnovers now.
Even with a team of all point guards.
Well, I've got like quite mature point guards. and here's the thing, I don't have enough point guards yet.
Dear Patrick Beverley, I want to draft you, but I'm not sure.
Yes.
Are you?
I've got a mature. Listen to this maturity. Kyle Lowry, Mike Conley, Drew Holiday, Marcus Smart.
Well, Mike Conley hasn't played for 3 months.
I know. Mike Conley has been shocking. He's been my worst player. But he'll come right. But you're right, he's missed a lot of time. Devontae Graham, less mature, but he's been incredible. Anyway, quite a few. Oh, Eric Bledsoe, I'm looking to move him. Doesn't quite. He's not quite fitting the picture.
He's not mature enough.
No, he's just not quite. He's not quite fitting the stats I need. But he's good. So he's valuable.
Don't get Ja Morant, mate. Immature.
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I was trying to name an immature player. I didn't nail.
Well, he's young.
Is there like a matrix view, like swag on one axis and maturity on the other?
Yeah,
that sweet spot.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've got
Donovan Mitchell. Not mature enough.
No, I would argue very mature.
Yeah, he's mature.
Is he?
Yeah, real mature.
Utah only get mature.
No,
guys.
Is he not? No. Is he not high turnovers though? Like you mean like?
I don't know.
Well, we're talking about two different things now.
I'm talking all over maturity. Yeah. Kyle Kuzma immature.
You guys are talking about like.
Oh, Kyle Kuzma would never wear a Nelson Suns basketball jersey.
Who do you think is the least mature and most mature in the league right now?
Most mature, Mike Conley. Least mature.
How about that Josh Jackson guy that keeps getting can't get out of the G League?
No, oh, who was the guy?
Yeah. He's immature.
Who was
okay with Josh Jackson? This is what I'll say. A lot of people wanted him in the draft. Like he was high. Like everyone was like loving him going into the draft. A lot of people, and I just remember being like, this guy literally, like there was a female, like a girlfriend or whatever, in a car, and he was beating up the car. With his fists.
Yeah.
Smashing a car. Yeah. And I was like, if that's not a red flag, I don't know what is. And then sure enough, when people are like, oh, he's got character issues. It's like, no crap.
Yeah, yeah.
He was beating up a car like weeks before the draft.
Yeah.
Months before the draft.
He's the one who blew the weed in the baby's face as well. Eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
That's what he's accused of. It's pretty bad. He's out of the league though, right?
He just played for the Grizzlies. I was shocked to see him. He was out of the G League for the Grizzlies because they had like four guys out a couple of days ago.
I was trying to I for a second there I thought I'd nailed an immature player and you guys I was so excited to say it but you guys were
say
still
it.
Talking. No, I've forgotten who it was.
I'd say I feel like the Cavs' main tactic is drafting
immature.
So like who's that guy with the rat's tail?
Sexton
and Kevin Porter Jr. aka J.R. Smith II.
J.R. Smith is up there actually.
Yeah,
you guys topped me with guy who tried to beat up a car with his fist. But I was going to say a perfect oh my god, I think I've forgotten it again. Perfect candidate is the guy from the Pelicans who didn't make the rookie game.
Oh, so Jackson Hayes.
He filmed the video saying telling the NBA to suck his dick.
Yeah. Great response.
What a legend.
Yeah,
like, I was
yeah.
like, this is a good way to get your brand.
Meanwhile, Michael Porter Jr., very mature answer of saying the playoffs is worth a lot more than whatever that game is even called, which, I mean, I don't even know they still were doing it.
Michael.
The sophomore.
Rising
World
champ,
versus.
Yeah, World versus USA Sprite Challenge or something.
I think it's the
Sprite drinking competition.
I think it's the Giannis All-Star team versus the International All-Stars is how it works, isn't it? Sponsored by Sprite.
Well, it's one team sponsored by Giannis.
Yeah. That's how it works, isn't it? Like, Giannis has his team that he picks.
But not no, but we're talking about, like, the sophomore rookie
and
game.
And each team gets, like,
you're talking about the All-Star game.
Per quarter, and they've got to try and score Kobe Bryant's number. I'm pretty close here as to what the All-Star game is.
Yeah, but we're talking about a whole different game.
We're talking about the rookie...
We're talking about the world...
Yeah, the rookie sophomore Giannis challenge. I'm in on that.
You've got it exactly right.
Yeah. Is no one else just like... I mean, I'm part of the people that always says shake up the All-Star game. But what I was thinking is like one-on-one comp or ins and outs, king of the court. You know, what about four teams of five and you like, you know, play ins and outs or have like a mini
What
tournament?
About like a board game?
Yeah.
The now point is, what they've decided to do
NBA Settlers of Catan.
Oh.
I don't want to be like...
competition.
LeBron would be a real Sheepport guy, a real Will Barron.
Yeah.
So I don't want to...
Who do we reckon would win the Settlers of Catan?
Great question. Great.
NBA competition. I mean, there's some nerdy guys in there.
You wouldn't... If LeBron made you trade...
Yeah. What about Quincy Poindexter? Speaking of a nerd. Nah. He's just got a nerdy name. I don't know anything about him.
Nah, okay.
I bet the Lopez brothers are into board games.
Yeah, massively.
Oh, yeah. They'd be pretty big shoo-ins. Just for a second, though. I don't want to try and explain the All-Star game or understand the All-Star game. But are you guys happy or outraged by this new format? Paul, you probably even know what swim out.
What is the format?
They're playing, you've got to win quarters. So it's like the scores reset at the end of the quarters, I think.
So it's like four mini games.
But then your score at the end of the third is added to your fourth quarter. So you've got to win by...
Why don't they just do four teams, king of the court?
It's so dumb. And after being on this podcast last week defending the All-Star weekend, I saw that days later and I just thought... What the fuck is going on?
Paul, you've surely given up on the All-Star game.
I haven't watched it in probably since I was 17.
Not even the Celebrity All-Star game.
Celebrity is a different tier. I watched that.
Can we not endorse the Celebrity All-Star game?
I usually tag into the All-Star game occasionally, but usually I think one thing that this... I don't fully understand what you've said about winning the quarters. But
No one understands.
Isn't usually it like Steph Curry's team is dominating... And then in the fourth quarter, LeBron's team just goes real serious and grinds out a win usually how it happens.
No, I don't think it ever gets serious now. It's just like the final score was 175 to 152. But I just think of this. What if you did $10 million, one-on-one comp, whoever wins it, but gets the money and it gets to call themselves the greatest one-on-one player in the world?
Yeah, that's it.
That'd be amazing. Or in an out tournament.
I don't like it just because I hate one-on-one. It's just not enjoyable to watch.
It is.
One-on-one.
Do you not want to see James Harden versus Kyrie Irving play one-on-one? Are you kidding?
Nah, it's just like guys just...
Trying to break each other down.
No, they just shoot fadeaways and... Well, I don't like it. Step backs and fadeaways.
It would be horrible. You'd have to make the game to like seven. Everything's a one something.
As someone whose main enjoyment is... The passing.
Fast breaking.
The movement.
Yeah.
And the dunks.
No. Okay, Greg Popovich.
One-on-one is... Because it's not even basketball. What is it? It's like, why don't they play... I'd rather they play soccer. Because at least that's a sport. At least that's a sport.
I'd be in for that.
How about 2-on-2, but you've got to play with your team's mascot? Now, there's challenges, because there's teams like the Mavericks with that basketball man and then the Maverick, the horse.
Yeah.
So, you know, that would be something we'd have to iron out the kinks.
Yeah, right.
There's
quite a few kinks died out there.
I saw an interview on TV the other night.
Especially because Boston Celtics mascot is just a dude.
Yeah, they're playing the long game.
So what were you going to say, Paul?
Nah, it's not a good story to repeat. Move on.
Two things about... Good on you. I wish I had that discipline more often. In the All-Star game, both Karl Anthony Towns and Devin Booker have come out and said they've been disrespected. Is that interesting?
100%.
Yeah. Well, Karl Anthony Towns... Like, how many games in a row have they lost? Like, 14 or something?
Cat's got no argument, but Book does.
Yeah,
that's what I was...
But then who do you replace? Because I 100% believe Booker is an all-star, but I didn't see who you'd replace.
Yeah, I think the main talk was Ingram, right? And my first thought was the Pelicans were above the Suns, so that's not a discussion. But then I actually did notice that the Suns were above the Pelicans.
The Suns are a legit playoff team.
Yeah, I didn't really realize that.
Well, a chance.
They're a legit team.
They're currently only four games back from the eighth seed.
But I've got a real... Like, Booker should be in over Westbrook.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. But I do hate Westbrook.
Yeah, same.
And I haven't seen his stats at all. But I agree. Yeah.
It's also... It's stars. I don't know. I'm very confused by the whole thing. I don't want to argue about it.
But also, I would love how upset Westbrook would... Like, he was one of the people who would take it the worst not making the All-Star game.
And then
he would come out and he'd tank the Rockets by just trying to average a quadruple-double for the rest of the season.
Okay. I will say... Can I say this? Karl Anthony Towns and Devin Booker both went to Kentucky, right? They're both drafted in the same draft.
Entitled.
All right. No.
Okay,
but when you go to Kentucky... When you go to Kentucky, it's a bit like going to Duke or North Carolina. You're like, I'm going to the biggest and best team to have the best. There's no like, this is my local team or this is where it's going to be the best system for me.
Or this
like,
is who's paying me the most money under the table.
Yeah. Well, it could definitely be that. But the point is they know that that's their best chance. Kentucky is the best chance to get into the NBA. Do they create good NBA players? Not really. but they do create NBA players, right? So they both went there to do that, right? Now they're looking at their careers and they're going, how do I make the most money, best career, best chance of winning, most loved player, most followers on Instagram? And they're both two players who are anchoring small town teams that would be relegated out of the league if I had my relegation that I wanted, to poorly run small teams. This is like, along with Giannis, is the future of small town teams here. And it's partly the Timberwolves and Bucks and Suns' faults for being shocking. But like, both of those guys have got to look at the draft board and go, Karl Anthony Towns, if he'd just fallen one place, or the Lakers have got one. Lakers had second pick. If he'd been the second pick, he would be in Los Angeles. He would have been an all-star.
I will say this.
In his second year, he would have been an all-star 4 years in a row. He
asked the owner of the Magic to draft him because they were family. His family was family friends or something with the DeVos.
Booker here.
Booker.
Now. I was talking about Towns.
Imagine the career he could have had.
Name up in lights.
Come to Orlando.
We're coming to Magic Mayhem, but in Booker's case, the Jazz, Nuggets, Heat, and 76ers passed on him. The next pick was the Celtics. Like, how bad, how close was he to going to a good team and being, it's the difference between being Donovan Mitchell, who's in the All-Star and had a great career and a beloved player, and being Devin Booker, where he's this loser on this joke knockoff NBA team.
Agreed. And do you think that Booker is also doing himself a disservice by having that horrendous moustacheless beard? Like, if he had a conventional goatee, I think he'd be taken a lot more seriously.
Yeah, I just think it's crazy. I'm so worried about small market teams. What about the Magic?
What about them?
Well, just
we had an all-star last year.
Did you?
Yeah, Nick Vucevic made it. This year we should have got one.
Who could forget Nick Vucevic's seven? I remember when I first saw the Clippers and Chris Kaman made the All-Star game. Before the game, Chris came and he got his family along, got them some free tickets. He was, I think it was at Staples Center as well. He went to the gift shop, because they wanted to give the Clippers a player, so they gave him Chris Kaman. He went to the gift shop to buy his All-Star jersey and it wasn't available for sale. And I reckon Nick Vucevic would have been in a similar situation.
What I will say is how many, interesting question, how many current playoff teams don't have an All-Star?
I'm guessing the Magic is the only one.
I guess the Grizzlies presumably got no one.
Do you mean teams currently that would be in the playoffs if it started today?
Yeah.
I reckon there's five.
Wait, five teams?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two.
Because the Spurs don't have,
does someone have a list?
Have one?
The Spurs are currently in 10th. The Bucks, yes. Raptors have multiple, I think.
Just do it in your head and just tell us. The answer's two.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Celtics have any? Oh, yes. Kimba?
Yeah, they got Celtics.
They got
some.
Two.
Oh, Jason Tatum? Who else made it? Okay, Marcus Smart robbed. Okay, Heat.
Brown was robbed. Anyway.
Brown was definitely robbed.
Marcus Smart robbed. I stand by it. Okay, Miami. I assume Jimmy Butler.
Bam and Adebayo.
And Bam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Pacers.
Sabonis.
Sabonis.
This is ridiculous for doing this because you don't know who the All-Stars are.
That's why I said someone get up a list. 76ers?
Yeah.
Yes.
They shouldn't have.
Do they have two?
Yeah.
Six seed.
Simmons is there as a reserve.
It's the Eastern Conference. The Magic have qualified for the playoffs and they don't even have a winning record.
All I'll say is the Magic are only 10 games back on the 76ers and we don't have one.
The Magic should be... I don't want just like the bottom three NBA teams to be relegated. I want every team that finishes below the Magic to get relegated.
It's Magic above all except for the six teams above them.
I would rather see the main record.
Impressive. If you know the official hashtag this year.
Yeah, I'm a huge Magic head.
Okay, good. I'm going to stick with hashtag pure magic.
Oh, speaking of pure magic, it's that time, right about that time, for the stars to roll on out.
Okay, well, this is going to be the toughest thing to do. I apologize to any Kendrick Lamar or Magic fans who are hugely insulted by the sting that I'm about to attempt. Hoopiambo! Holla, holla, Hoopiambo! I used to be jealous of Aaron Afalo. Biombo! Biombo! Is that vaguely it? I'm sorry, I didn't... It's hard. You try. It's hard.
Bad week for the boys.
The poor Orlando Magic have had a lot of schedule losses.
Yes. They've actually just started.
For people didn't listen last week, any game on the Magic schedule could be, if it's part of the schedule, it could be a schedule loss.
And unfortunately, even Fournier scheduled about 10 ill-advised shots late in the game.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. Look. Okay, let's see this full schedule to really break down how the schedule is hurting us. Because we went on a road trip that was crazy. Okay, I can't really...
We had to play the Golden State Warriors one day. And
look at
then
this.
2 days later, we had to play the Sacramento Kings.
Look at this. In
and
Phoenix.
We lost both of them.
In Phoenix, in Sacramento, in Lakers, in Clippers, in Golden
what's
State.
What's crazy about this?
In Charlotte, on the other side of the country, 2 days later. And then it's no bloody wonder we come back and lose five at home or whatever. Because
does the Magic schedule not own a plane? Do they travel by bus cross country on Greyhound?
They just leave one team behind. The same on
bus. Imagine Evan Fournier and Nikola Vucevic getting into compression, full body compression, Brandon Magic suits for their 12-hour cross-continent bus ride.
Lying in the walkway between the seats.
And when it's not possible, the G League team
plays. Stumble down the stairs, and they are like not in good way. Eh? But the Magic, they've got so many injuries. You almost think that they are. That's what they are doing. They're like resting.
Imagine if Aminu was here. Paul, serious question. What was the who did they last lose to? Because I watched that.
They lost back to back to the Miami Heat.
Yeah, that last game was horrific.
State rivals. Yeah. Oh, the last few have been bad.
And Miami owns that stadium. Even in the
They were chanting. Yeah, pretty loud. The sad thing was, like a month ago or whatever, we blew out Miami at home by 20 points. But now back-to-back bad losses to Miami really hurt with the fans chanting, let's go Heat, in our own stadium. Really disappointing.
I'm sorry to hear that, mate.
But things are looking up. I think
still in the playoff picture.
I think still in the playoff picture. Lost five straight. But luckily, like the Bulls
is this
are out.
You didn't come and do last week's pod because you just didn't want to talk about it.
It's been a dark few weeks. But
like we were literally in a group chat about the games, and you just left the conversation.
I don't think I left it.
Well, you did. Rightly so. I mean, Matt was being an
but leaving it is like literally like I just stopped. Responding. I just stopped responding. Just probably.
Do you think that they should balance the playoffs thing where they just go 1-16 rather than conferences?
Yes.
No.
Of course, he doesn't say.
I was thinking when watching the Pelicans. I think it might even. I was watching the Grizzlies, and I was thinking it's so brutal that. This, you know, two of these teams, or three out of the Spurs, Suns, Grizzlies, and Pelicans are not going to make it.
It's appalling.
We're going to be denied
Zion.
But
you're going to look at who you're going to knock out in the East. And a playoffs without some pure magic is not a playoffs I want to see.
I agree with that. The other problem is with 1-16, I don't know how you do it, is it's a little bit better seeing the Bucks play the Magic than seeing the Lakers. I don't know. Oh, no, I guess Bucks play the Magic would be happening either way, right? Yeah, okay, I stand corrected. It's time to.
We
do
can
that.
Guarantee the Magic are in 16th. I take.
Yeah.
But
Paul, do you have any reason for the Magic being so bad, or just pure magic?
Jonathan Isaac is a huge loss.
Yeah.
DJ Augustine is a big loss.
Yeah. Have you come up against that?
Even Aminu is a big loss.
Aminu was not a big loss. They actually got better when he went out.
Trying to list big losses.
Yeah, okay. No. All you know is it's going bad.
Our beloved Markel Fultz seems to have capped out at 12 points per game.
He's going to be great. That's all I know.
All right. Enough of your shit.
The team is better when Markel's on the court. It doesn't matter how many points he's scoring. He makes the team better.
Is he going bad?
Nah,
he makes the team better.
Let's talk about some positive stuff.
Yeah. No. It's time for Player of the Week.
Oh, Jesus.
I've given Player of the Week this week to Jonathan Isaac, who did not play. But five losses in a row. He's great.
Yeah.
I hope he's getting better.
Even in the five losses in a row, you don't have a player like Aaron Gordon's not putting up numbers or something.
Well, five losses in a row, I'm not giving it to anyone.
What about Wes Iwundu?
Yeah, actually, that's kind of true. That's kind of true because Wes Iwundu, I don't have the statistics on me, but basically, starting the season, he just could not hit a three. But over his last kind of 25 attempts, he's shooting like 50% or something.
Oh, no one gives a shit. JG, are you actually watching?
So, good point.
I watch quite a few Magic games still.
Wes Iwundu, I'm going to give it to. And a fun fact, I'm really keen he's currently on Cameo and quite cheap to get a message from Wes Iwundu.
How cheap are we talking?
I'll look that up.
Cameo, for people who don't know, is an app where you can get famous people to send you a birthday message.
But here's the thing. I was thinking I could maybe... I shouldn't talk about it on the podcast because maybe a new intro for Magic Mayhem, I could have... Wes Iwundu of the Orlando Magic.
Now. I was one of the first.
$25 US, presumably.
Let's do it after the podcast.
I was on Cameo like the day it launched and got Brian Scalabrini to record a birthday message for my friend.
Get this audio. Send it
to him, and he never looked at it.
What?
He never opened the video, and still to this day, it's just like I'll be like, hey, did you look at it? He's like, no, not yet. Can't find it. Outrageous.
What?
And Scal, because it was like one of the first ones, Scal really went all out. It was like 4 minutes long. Really good.
A four-minute-long message. Can you please bring this next week?
I'll try and find it, yeah.
Do you know how much do you reckon you paid for it?
It was 50 US.
He's currently 99.
Yeah, it was early days. It was like it just launched.
He's also relevant because he's a broadcaster now, whereas Wes Iwundu, his star is...
Wes Iwundu is a great value. Usually, yeah. I think current NBA players are more than that, especially ones getting the minutes here.
But if you saw Wes Iwundu on the street, would you recognise him? Would anyone
distinctive
look. Let's do a crazy prediction.
Side skin.
By this, in 1 year's time, will Wes Iwundu have gone higher than $25?
Yes.
I would say... Well, he's at rock bottom, so it's hard. Like, if you're doing $15, what's the point of even doing it at that point? What do you think about Wes Iwundu doing $25?
So
the app is taking a cut of that. So he's doing this because he wants $17.
Okay. No, but here's
how many can record in a day? Like this is good. He's gonna be earning minimum wage.
Guess how much Mo Bamba
recording
is.
Oh, his manager, his agent will be taking money from that. Tax is part of that. He'd be earning like $7 a recording.
Guess how much Mo Bamba is.
I'd say $100.
$50.
$275.
Yeah, okay, great.
So for Wes Iwundu, let's look at their even minutes.
I don't care anymore. Congratulations, Wes Iwundu, on winning Magic Player of the Week for being cheap on Cameo.
No, he's been playing
It's
well.
Time for a new segment that I've worked on, that I put effort into. It's time for What's Going On. Okay, so the theme song that you guys can't hear it, but is the legendary song What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. Is it probably disrespectful to use a classic?
Well, it's probably legally not allowed.
It is if we critique the song.
So we have to do that every episode.
Yeah.
Well, you're using Kendrick Lamar on your Magic Sting, mate.
Oh, but that's just a tiny sample of his vocal.
Yeah, that was a tiny bit.
And he gave permission.
Marvin Gaye. No, he did not give permission.
He said I could use it.
Yeah. What's Kendrick Lamar up to? He must have a new album coming out.
Surely.
You don't know?
No.
I'm not even the two whitest guys I've ever seen, man. It's bullshit.
No.
Okay, What's Going On is a segment that's pretty explanatory. We just briefly talk about some topics in the NBA and talk about what's going on. Damian Lillard has turned the Blazers around. They've had a weird season, injuries. Some of the players they traded away have been big losses. Lillard has just decided, I've had enough of that shit. Will Lillard become an all-star, by the way?
He's an all-star.
He is. Okay.
Perennial.
Anyway, whatever he's been doing, he's been making sure of it, because the last four games, they've won four in a row. They've beaten the Pacers, Rockets, Lakers, and Jazz. He's scored 50, 36, 48, and 51. The man's insane.
And I had a feeling the Blazers were going to come right, and Yusuf Nurkic...
Again, Paul talking first, even though he's not aware
Yusuf Nurkic is around the corner, and he's going to be huge for them coming back.
How do you know? What court is he around?
I know because I picked him up.
Suffer another setback this
he
week?
He did suffer another setback after practice.
So
after
he went
practice.
Around another corner. Yeah. He's around multiple corners.
Yes. He's still got a few corners to turn. But I picked him up in fantasy, stashed him on my injury reserve, and he is going to look good.
JT, do you give a shit about Lillard?
Sorry. So much Nurkic chat. I love Dollar Dame. He's been... I know I say this about every player, but... right up there with one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I agree that I love him.
But no, because basically after he did the wave away to Russ, he could have just done nothing more and been one of the most iconic players.
Agreed.
Like, that is one of the great clips possibly ever, non-play related.
Yeah.
So anything he does is just icing, but he's an absolute scorcher.
I really want to see the Blazers make the playoffs. Like, it's kind of the West has been disappointing, and there's no way the Grizz are doing well, but there's no way they're a playoff team.
See, really, I don't want to see the Blazers. I've had enough of the Blazers being the late season darling. They get some nice schedule in the back half of the season and makes it into fourth.
Yeah, okay.
I kind of root for him. I don't know why. I think also because they've had a lot of heartbreak in recent times with Brandon Roy, RIP, Greg Oden, RIP.
Okay, what's going on?
We got Kevin Durant.
Lonzo Ball. Now, my theory is he's the luckiest player in the NBA because we're Devin Booker and Carl Anthony Towns banished to the asshole of the NBA. Lonzo Ball not only gets drafted by the Lakers, I think one pick behind Carl Anthony Towns, was it?
Nah, it was my beloved Markel and then Lonzo too.
Oh, okay, sorry. A couple of years later, he was a second pick by the Lakers. Not only does he get picked by the Lakers, but then he gets traded to the Pelicans, who get Zion and become one of the most talked about teams again. So Lonzo Ball manages to keep on being relevant, despite being a player who probably is...
He's good now.
He's really good.
He's good now.
And I'm going to flip this on you.
Yes.
I think Lonzo's one of the unluckiest players.
Oh!
A, because he's got LeVar. But two, if you actually look at his numbers from... the Lakers' first season, I can't remember because this is ancient basketball reference research I did, but his combination of blocks, assists, rebounds, and points were second only to LeBron.
Okay, you've been an asshole there. How many guards are blocking shots?
But I'm saying he was a really good defender, right? But when LeBron came, it killed his career. Like, he was already struggling shooting. Mm. Then LeBron killed him, absolutely killed him.
Yeah.
And so, and even in this situation now, they tried to play him and Drew together, making him a shooting guard, which didn't work. So in some ways he's been super unlucky that only after 2.5 years is he in a spot where he's in a system that he knows his role and he's got some value.
Yeah,
I will say this, the other night I was like looking at the numbers, not even looking at the names, as is my fantasy rule, and I thought, who are these numbers belonging to? Lonzo Ball. And I nearly was like, I got to trade for him. And then I was like, oh, free throws is a percentage I
so
need.
So has Lonzo, has Zion unlocked his assists and taken the pressure off him on offense?
No, it was before Zion. It was about a month before when Drew Holiday got... I'm a massive Pelicans head as well. When Drew was injured, he was playing pure point and started ripping. And then when Drew came back, they're staggering them more. At the start of the season, they tried to play them together, and Lonzo would be like an off-ball two-guard. Mm. And, you know, his shot's better, but he's still... It's not
sometimes,
a great shot.
Sometimes an injury can be a blessing in the fact that it makes the coaches realize what they need to do rotation wise.
Exactly. And your free throw comment is interesting. Also, he's just now attacking the rim with no regard for the fact that he can't hit free throws.
Yeah.
So that makes me think the free throw thing is purely, like you were talking about last week, yips on court.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's smashing them in practice.
I
and
think
they're just
most
going, just go for
free
it.
Throws. I reckon Dwight Howard, like, everyone hits free throws in practice. Like,
definitely. DeAndre Jordan, famously.
Yeah. So, okay.
He can shoot them now, can't
we've
he?
Got a, yeah. We've got a few segments to get through and we're running out of time. But every week we forget about JT's Curry theory. So I thought we'd just get this in here. If people don't remember, about a month ago now, Paul Williams about going to a Curry restaurant in New York City and buying a chicken tikka masala and getting what he thinks was a butter chicken. And we're trying to figure out what was going on there.
I assume this was going to be a Steph Curry theory.
No. I got no theories on Curry. Okay, so my theory was, and I had to take notes because I had to try and go back and remember the original Curry story.
Yeah.
That because you went in it late at night,
yes.
They were like low on all the curries. But what they do is keep like a little bit of amount in all of them, so it looks like they've got all the variations.
Yes.
But no matter what you went in, they were like, "Hey, butter chicken for you," knowing you'd get defensive and like try and prove yourself as a real curry head. When they gave you something that was just the tikka masala because it's all they had left.
No, just butter chicken. No,
you got the tikka in the end, didn't you? But
nah.
Whatever they have left, they'll just give you.
Yeah.
And because you're already on like defensive about being pointed out as a guy that wants butter chicken, you won't question it.
Yeah.
So what you need to do, well, you're too late now, but go in there with a yardstick, like, and it could be sanitized, and just
put it in,
poke it in all the bars and just see. Because yeah, I think okay. I don't think you could scrape a spoon. I think they're
that's quite an interesting theory.
Honestly, I think they looked pretty full.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago, but I think they looked full. And I think...
But how do you know it's not a shallow tray?
Exactly.
With just the
false
stuff?
Bottom.
Like, how can you see... Can you see through transparent curry? Like, what is this watery-ass curry?
That's true.
The bottom?
There was no way to know
the
depth.
I reckon they've got one curry. That's my theory. One curry, but seven display trays.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
you don't even know if it's liquid in there. Japanese-style glazed-looking...
Great point.
Like,
it was,
plastic
I will say
curry.
This. There was maybe one other woman eating in the place, and there was about... 8 staff people behind the counter.
Was that woman eating butter chicken also?
Didn't see. Did not see.
Important to see. Anyway, I regret bringing up JT's curry theory, but we have been promising that
when I get back to New York,
that.
I will go back to that place.
Will you take a yardstick?
I'm not going to take a yardstick, but I'm going to investigate. Maybe order three curries
and be like, do a deep scoop.
We're running out of time. For we've got two segments left. We've got Guy Been Thinking and Movie Magic. Just quick, Guy Been Thinking.
This one's a shocker because it's Paul doing a bad version of Beyonce and now me doing a bad version of Paul doing a bad version of Beyonce. Guy Been Thinking. Guy on the F them up and Guy Been Thinking. Guy, I'm so sorry. It's bad.
Here's my good idea. It's a business, right? Because Guy Been Thinking, I've always got great ideas to fix the NBA and to improve it. This week, I've got this is a genuine business idea. This isn't a joke. I'm not trying to get laughs here. Why don't we start printing shirts? And this is copyright because I'm saying it here, so you know it's my idea first. We start making shirts. And it's awkward me saying copyright because it's kind of it's infringing on copyright in my shirts. We start making shirts of teams that should have won, teams that were robbed.
Great idea.
Everyone on the internet would want to buy a 2002 Kings NBA Championship shirt. I start making them. And maybe I write Sacramento and just don't mention the word Kings or something. But I make the color purple and black. I get around copyright somehow. Have a golden trophy that's a bit off the Larry O'Brien. You know? Anyway, a 2007 Suns. Suns were robbed in 2007. Why don't we get a 2007 Suns NBA Championship shirt? Who wouldn't want a Seattle Supersonics 2012 Western Conference Champion t-shirt?
So, this is a great, sensational idea.
Thank you.
Straight off the bat. But question for you is, they do produce those t-shirts because they have to be available. So,
no.
Where do they get sold?
I think that's a lie. What?
But the hats definitely get made because they put the hats straight on.
No, so there's a legendary lie in American sports, which is when they win the Super Bowl, when they win the NBA championships, they make two sets of shirts and two sets of hats.
And they ship the others to Africa.
To Africa. And so the story is, and you read many think pieces and articles about this from idiots who are just doing internet research like us. You read a lot of articles about them being thousands of wrong winning teams, shirts. And the San Antonio Spurs, that time when they lost narrowly, where they basically had the championship locked away against the Heat, and then the Heat came back and won in 7, they must have thousands of shirts and hats made, ready to go to sell and in the stadium and to put the players to put on. You're saying there's thousands of San Antonio Spurs championship shirts that shouldn't be around Africa. I don't think so, because you'd see a lot of people go to Africa. Africa's a country, it's got social media. You'd see this stuff all the time. Not only that, but the African people who came hold of them, if they had the opportunity, would sell them to someone who'd collect them up and sell them on the internet because people would buy those, right?
Yeah, but I think they're saying they're sending them to people maybe who don't have cameras, photos, bank accounts.
You're thinking of Africa as being very backwards here. I've been to India, a country that has a lot of poor people. Okay, I haven't been to Africa. Okay. I'm sounding bad here. My point is, even in most countries now, we'll have a lot of people with cell phones.
True.
And there's just no way I can't think of there not being a business opportunity if that was the opportunity, or at least a chance to take a photo and put it on the internet.
Right. So
everyone in my town is wearing wrong championship t-shirts.
But there must be a certain quantity that are produced in advance.
The NBA is definitely burning them. That's what they're doing. They're
okay.
Supermarket when their meat gets past expiration, they just chuck it out.
So we agree they're made.
Horrible.
They're just not distributed.
So
that's what I'm saying. Get in there, do a deal with Adam Silver. I'll take your content for you.
Yeah. He could sell it for millions. It would just be it would just really confuse the market and it would lead to this fake news era where you could just buy a Golden State Warriors last year championship t-shirt and just pretend they won.
What is it? Mark Cuban should just put up a banner because the Mavs got absolutely robbed in that Heat series. Yeah. Just put up a banner. What who could stop him? It's his private team.
The NBA would stop him. They would fine him.
Pay the fine every... How much?
But if Dallas, off NBA property though, off the Mavs property, if Dallas put up a championship statue, that could be... They've already won a championship, they'll just celebrate that. Anyway,
true.
It's a good idea.
Great idea.
It's like that time we were playing the card game Coup, it's called.
Yeah.
And my friend Sam, we were playing for the last Ferrero Rocher, and for the fifth time in a row, Sam just intentionally... suicided his game to take me out, knock me out first, and so I just grabbed the Ferrero Rocher and ate it real quick. Yeah. No one can stop you
and
from
this. And everyone thought you were a massive dick, and you really ruined the night. Paul, you're doing comedy nod there, but like it's an audio podcast. You got to do like a light, like, no. Okay, anyway, we're going to finish with another Paul segment. You guys have to go, by the way. We're getting late, hey?
I can do a segment.
Quick movie review?
Definitely.
Does movie review even have a sting? Like, how does that go?
Movies, movie magic, taking over my life. I love to watch movies, movie magic, all the time.
That gave me chills.
Paul, movie time.
Yeah, I haven't seen any.
You are unbelievable.
I've got one.
No.
Every week, I've got four movies this week. I know. Just say one you've seen in the past.
I know, but here's the thing.
No, you're getting demoted. JT's seen one.
No.
You didn't even like movies.
I was going to do TV edition.
No, okay.
I had it ready.
TV edition comes after Movie Mayhem. JT, what movie you seen?
Okay, the second you pause, you better never pause again. You better never pause again.
Uncut Gems. I just want to talk about how good Kevin Garnett is in it.
Oh,
anyone seen it?
Wait, you can't review a movie that Paul's already reviewed as your movie review.
It's been reviewed.
Was it reviewed?
You're demoted from movie reviews.
It's been reviewed.
Back to Paul, you're on TV.
Okay,
again.
So on the plane, I actually chose to watch TV instead of movies. And I actually did watch 1¼ movie, but I'm not reviewing those. So before you throw allegations of not watching
Okay, you're taking
movies,
too long. Back to JC.
I've got an anecdote, actually.
Okay.
A short anecdote.
Yeah.
And as you know, I'm a huge Survivor celebrity. When I went to fly to Survivor, I never watch movies or TV on planes. I don't even turn the thing on.
What do you do on planes?
Just read.
What an intellectual.
Yeah,
I met Leonardo DiCaprio.
Are you just trying to top his story?
I'm trying to get it back to me.
Paul, so this is genuinely interesting, though.
So on the way to...
Yeah, but Leonardo DiCaprio.
This is turning to book review. No, okay. You're lying about your story about me.
Well... Go with his.
The way to Survivor, I read the whole flight and didn't tell him. And everyone, what I didn't realize is that all the other cast people were like watching me and being like,
"He's
this guy's like a super creep. Like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen."
Yeah.
Wow.
Who would have thought? Never would have thought about it.
So it counted against you reading.
Yeah.
It's such an unusual thing to do.
I always think that about Survivor. I always think, like, as a watcher, I mean, you see it start when they start the show.
Nah.
But I was like, the game's probably already started.
There's a guy.
You've already met the people. You're already like the main connections have probably already been made.
Why does he have two passports? You know, well, you know, stuff like that. Anyway,
a guy famously, Russell Hance famously took his giant Bible to the airport, hoping that he'd be recognised. But hoping other cast members would be there, so they just think he's the religious type, which I thought was great. Anyway, that's an aside. Back to the TV.
When you're reading on the plane. Do you use a Kindle, obviously?
Sometimes. Oh, yeah, because I think you're a real asshole if you're like churning through the paperbacks.
No, well, this is the light as well. What sort of books did you read on the plane?
On the Kindle, I get into books that I've either been... I either read real trashy sci-fi, read the Thrawn Star Wars series on my most recent trip, or books that I've been putting off.
Wow, we should get a book review segment going. Okay. And KG was good on...
Sorry, I didn't realize... When was that...
Leonardo.
It's totally fine. It's being an asshole. Back to Paul for his TV review. You watched Succession. It was good.
Oh,
great
spoiler.
Show. Okay.
No, so
you
obviously
guys have got to go back to work.
Obviously, Succession, like the most hyped show. Everyone's talking about it, and I put it on the plane. And yeah, the second scene is literally one of those scenes where the guy's like listening to headphones, like rapping along, and then it cuts to the shot where you hear what everyone else sees. And it's like him like singing really badly. And when that was like one of the opening scenes, I was like, also, I think I go into things that everyone loves automatically being like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But then by the end of the first season,
that's me with Zyle.
Sorry. By the end of the first episode, I thought, great show. I'm two episodes in, really loving
it. So you've seen two episodes of a show.
I've seen two episodes of a very popular show, and I'm going to say I'm really enjoying it. Really looking forward to ep 3.
Well done.
Yeah. I love Succession.
Yeah.
Well done, guys. How do I watch it in New Zealand? What's it on?
It's on HBO.
You got to legally download it. That's what you're saying.
Well, can you watch HBO?
Neon's
here?
So bad. I was trying to watch Sopranos again, and they just didn't have episode 3 of Sopranos. They go 1, 2, 4.
Great sequence.
And I've seen Sopranos season 1 before, so I was trying to skip over it.
Censorship, maybe.
Season 4 was. I thought that episode 4 was like really important.
What was in
multiple characters had died?
What was in the episode that you think made them silence it?
I'm not sure, but thank you.
It was just one bit where one character was like, "Bush
did
one."
Shut up now. I've been Guy Williams.
I don't do that anymore.
I mean, that really threw me off. I'm JT, bro.
Yeah, it's confusing. Yeah. It throws you. Thanks for listening. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. Goodbye.
I told you that podcast was all right, eh? What's not all right is me doing one last homemade sting. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. I'm losing my mind.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.